This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Matt from Puyallup is. Matt, are you there?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. For those playing at home, awesome. Matt has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What is the capital of Texas?
Austin.
Correct. What band had the hit songs Our Lips Are Sealed and We Got the Beat?
Go-Go's.
Correct. Tiger, bull, and blue are all types of what?
Fish?
No.
Pass.
Same name as a nickname for Seattle. Where does the wizard live in The Wizard of Oz?
The Emerald City.
Correct. What NBA champion will be making history as the first to play on the same team as his son?
Bryant. Pass.
What do you count on a tree to tell how old it is?
The rings.
Correct. What planet has only two moons?
Saturn?
No.
Jupiter?
No.
Uranus?
No. What is the only country to play in every single soccer World Cup?
England?
No.
Britain?
No.
Japan?
No. According to the Harry Potter books, how many total balls are used in a standard Quidditch match?
Three?
No.
Also, I think you got to give him fish because sharks are fish.
Oh, okay. Okay. Right, Taryn?
I'm fine with it.
You're fine
gotta
with it.
Gotta have that fan.
All right, then, Matt, you got five correct.
Bummer.
I know. I was on the fence about the, because I was like, they're technically fish, but we'll give it to him anyway. I don't know. I don't know if Matt's going to pull this out. I don't know if Matt's going to get a beautiful fan.
Steve's got his game face on.
He's not going to get a fan regardless, but...
Wow. That's fine. I have an air conditioning, so I don't need to worry about your stupid fan.
Wow, fancy. Boy. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
What is the capital of Texas?
Houston?
No.
San Antonio?
No.
Oh, I know it, I know it.
I don't know if you do know it.
Is it El Paso?
No.
Is Dallas?
No. What band had the hit songs Our Lips Are Sealed and We Got the Beat?
The Bangles.
No.
The Go-Go's.
There we go. Tiger, bull, and blue are all types of what?
Balls.
No.
Yeah.
What was it? Balm?
No.
Sharks.
There we go. Same name as a nickname for Seattle. Where does the wizard live in The Wizard of Oz?
The Emerald City.
Correct. What NBA champion will be making history as the first to play on the same team as the Sun?
Oh, come on. LeBron James.
Correct. What do you count on a tree to tell how old it is?
The rings.
Yes. What planet has only two moons?
Mars.
Yes. What is the only country to play in every single soccer World Cup?
Mexico.
No. that answer, dude. Woo, that killed me. Steve, somehow you got six correct, and somehow that is a win.
Yes.
6-5, Matt. It was closer than I thought.
Nicely done, Steve.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great day.
I don't know if it was nicely done. Matt did know that the capital of Texas is Austin.
But I like that you were giving us a full tour of the state.
You really were.
Thanks, bouncing around.
You literally named like every other city. What is the only country to play in every single soccer World Cup?
America?
No. It's wishful thinking. Brazil.
Yeah.
Mm.
And according to the Harry Potter books, how many total balls are used in a standard Quidditch match?
Danny?
Isn't it six?
No.
Five.
16.
No. Four.
Oh.
Four.
Whoa, chill, guys. It's just four. You still won, though. Congratulations. And Tiger, Bull, and Blue are all sharks.
Sharks, yes. Yes. That's what I mean. I know. Someone in Texas, tell us to grow up.
The Daily Migs Show.
Esquire magazine put out a list of the best songs of the 90s. And there's some that you probably are very familiar with and some maybe not so much. What topped the list? This is the song that came in at number one from the 90s.
Who the hell is this? You know, I'm surprised but not surprised. Like, I guess part of me, the pessimist in me would think that it's going to be some random like R&B song or a hip-hop song. But the fact that it's a rock song and it's Seattle's own Nirvana is pretty cool.
I mean, I feel like Smells Like Teen Spirit tops most lists of best songs from the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such an iconic song. And still to this, I mean, there's some people who don't like Nirvana. I'm not going to ever like that song. But I think for the most part, a lot of people love that song.
It defined an entire decade.
It changed the music scene, too. When
Absolutely.
You really think about it. I mean, when that song came out, all of a sudden, all those hair metal bands were like, oh, son of a bitch.
We're what out are of we a job.
Do? What are we going to do now? Well, we have to get a job.
And number two on the list of the best songs from the 90s, according to Esquire magazine.
Okay. I saw the name. I mean, I know it's Mariah Carey, but I don't know any of her, shockingly, I don't know any of her song titles. And when I saw it, was it called Fantasy?
Yes, baby.
I had no idea that was the name of this song.
This was definitely on heavy rotation in my bedroom when I was young.
Grooving out the Cube 93.
You know it, calling up Eric Powers.
Yeah. And now you can see him at the urinal. Oh, no, I can. But you can. Sorry. That's weird. I'll ask him to play that, though.
Oh, he will. He will.
Yeah.
Number three.
Is anyone here a big, besides Tyron, a Mariah Carey fan?
No.
I like looking at her pictures, but that was
so
about it.
Bro.
Especially in that video. I was like watching her. I was like, ha. I remember why I like Mariah Carey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was a smoke show. Yeah.
She was, for sure.
She's
still pretty good looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, but her, I don't know, the really high pitch. It's the same with Ariana Grande. I can't do either of them.
Well, what about Christina Aguilera as well? I feel like all those female singers, when they know they can do that, they find a reason to do it in any of their songs.
All
you're
the
like,
time.
Okay, we're aware that you can do that. You don't need to.
You're a good singer. We get it.
Right. You don't have to force it into the song.
Yeah.
Song number three on Esquire magazine's list of the best songs of the 90s. It's like this and like that and like this and it's like that and like this and like that. It's like this, and we ain't got no love for those. So just chill to the next episode. That would be Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
He's carrying the torch right now.
So is he doing it right now?
I don't know. No, I don't think he's doing it right now. I think he's doing it tomorrow, but Snoop's carrying the torch for the Olympics.
And someone said if he doesn't light a joint with the torch,
oh my
then I'd be
gosh.
Very disappointed.
Also, just the fact that, like, you think back to the 90s when, like, you know, he just seemed like he was this dangerous rapper, you know, singing some crazy stuff, and now he's, like, everybody's favorite. Like, yeah. He just does the most silly and fun thing. So far, even though these weren't bands or artists that I'm not, I didn't mind Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. I care less about Mariah Carey, but I do like that it's a pretty eclectic greatest songs of the 90s.
How do you feel about song number four on the best songs of the 90s?
Hell yeah.
I had never heard the song before this morning.
Dude, she was like, she came and went rather quickly, but for a moment, she was like, I think on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. It's Liz Phair.
Yes.
She was considered to be like, oh, is she like the next Bob Dylan in a sense? Like a really interesting, heartfelt singer-songwriter. And then she kind of just disappeared. Or like maybe her music just didn't really connect with people on a mainstream level. But for a half a minute, man, she was the talked about artist.
And was that song called F'n Run?
F'n Run.
Yes, but the full, was.
But maybe that's why the song didn't, like, how do you sell that on the radio or MTV? It's a great song, though.
Rounding out the top five, the best songs of the 90s, according to Esquire magazine.
Biggest song at roller rinks ever. That's like, do you remember when they used to play this?
Oh,
you just
yeah.
go around for like 20 minutes and they would not stop playing it because they thought it was so funny.
The song just never ends. Like, honestly, you could put it on a loop. You wouldn't know when it's supposed to start, finish, or end or anything like that because it's just like, it's just Daft Punk, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know what's funny? Oh, sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, the funny thing about Daft Punk for me is because I got into punk rock when I was, like, in middle school. And I just saw their CD at, like, you know, at Hastings was what we used to call it. And I bought it because I was like, oh, it says punk on it. They must be a punk band. And I went home
so
and listened to it.
Far from that.
Not a punk band.
So disappointing.
I always loved, though, Daft Punk. That was one of those artists that I wish I could have seen live.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, obviously, they're not doing it anymore. But you know what the funny thing is? Even though I agree, Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit might be the number one song of the 90s. But I think because of Chris Cornell's passing, I've been spending a lot of time listening to a lot of like Soundgarden and Audioslave. And I honestly might put this song as, I think, when it comes to, like, on the whole, just being, like, the perfect 90s song.
And that music video?
Right?
It freaked me out so bad in, like, a good way.
Like, Steve in the 90s would have definitely went Nirvana all the way, but I think as I've gotten older, like, this song just resonates with me way more.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Jake Paul had been in preparation for a fight against Mike Tyson, and now he's being accused of steroid use.
Juicing, baby.
And this isn't from a regular person. This is from a medical expert after some pictures showed a pretty drastic body transformation for Jake Paul.
Have you seen the pictures?
Yeah.
He's
a beefy boy.
He's yoked there.
Ooh.
I figured you'd like
Sarah's
him.
Sarah's enjoying that.
Danny, how about
much.
You? Are you going to ooh it?
No, I'm good.
No. Wow. I'm good. You don't like his tattoos?
Nah, you know.
Dr. Stuart Fisher.
Oh, good old Dr. Stuart Fisher.
Says that his appearance is consistent with adult use of steroids, probably anabolic steroids, and that these are very dangerous drugs.
Danger.
So this led to many comments on social media, which means we have to go straight to those comments.
Yep, we found a few of these posts where they shared that picture and that quote from the doctor, sent them to our production director, Jason, said, hey, let's illustrate just how people get so worked up on social media over the dumbest stuff like Jake Paul. And then he decided to do whatever impressions he wants of those comments. Are you ready for the first comment about Jake Paul and his steroid use?
Let's go.
Allegedly.
Maybe he did. There is no journalism here. Headline could have read, guy looks at picture and guesses.
It's true. He didn't drug test him or anything along those lines. The doctors looked at him. I mean, fair enough. There are certain telltale signs for the most part. So maybe he saw those telltale signs and maybe we don't know it is. Notice it. I don't know.
What do you know one of the signs?
Well, I know you get like in some situations you get like the acne going on.
Oh.
I used to see that a lot when I go to like the wrestling shows. When you sit close, it would be like a fun game to be like, guess who's juicing?
Mm.
And you see like the back of certain wrestlers who are just shredded and they just got
they look like a 13-year-old's face.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Like, okay. Just full-on acne going on. But
we'll
that,
zoom in on that picture and see if we see any blemishes.
You know, you can do that on your own time. Here's the next comment.
So this means Jake Paul has shrunken berries? LOL. Goes well with his shrunken head.
Is that one of the other things you've noticed
about? I was about to say, if you want to zoom in, rumor has it, the testes shrink.
Oh.
Would you be, okay, I can ask you guys that, Danny.
Right.
What's up? Would you be willing to trade in? If the only side effect, because there's also some, you know, heart conditions that can happen. There's a lot of fear in doing that. Like, I see some of my buddies, I know some people that do juice, and I'm just like, man, you might want to pump the brakes a little bit. You know, I want to be able to see you in like 20 years from now. But if the only side effect was smaller berries, but you could be jacked, would you be willing to trade in your berry size for a bigger muscles?
I don't really know why you would need the big berries anyway. So at that point, yeah. It's like, yeah, go ahead, take them.
I was going to say, this is a no-brainer. Once has a woman been like, I can't date you. Your berries are too small.
I mean, size does not matter when it comes to the berries. I really don't think.
Right. I don't think they do.
They're kind of in the way.
Yeah.
And honestly, really. I wouldn't mind smaller berries. I would be more comfortable sitting on the couch.
Oh, my God. We have learned a lot about Steve today.
I'm out. Oh.
Right? Oh, my God.
You're thinking it.
I am.
I don't want to think about it at all.
I'm such a visual person, and this is so disturbing.
In other shocking news, water is wet. Story at 11.
So that guy just thinks it's a no-brainer that he's juiced up. Him and his brother, a lot of people accuse of it.
Really?
Yeah, Logan as well.
I'm fine with people using steroids, but they need to be honest about it, okay? Stop trying to sell workout programs and supplements by saying you'll look like them when steroids were used. Looking at you, Liver King.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? Like, I mean, are steroids illegal in,
yes,
in any sport?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I
like,
assume
like, is there, like, certain
so.
Kinds that are fine and certain types that are not fine? I don't know.
Well, it's just illegal to take them, technically. Yeah. I mean, but I've always contended that, like, I feel like if you announce that you're fine, like, I've said this as a joke, but I think it'd be hilarious if, like, let's just say you're like, this is my final year in Major League Baseball. They should allow whoever's about to retire to have 1 year juiced up and no questions asked.
Oh, I love that idea.
Just let them go out. But they have to get, like, they have to sign a contract and said, this is your final year. You can go testes out for this final year. And that's it.
So there's some supplements and things like that that are fine, but steroids are not fine.
There seems to be a lot of workarounds for some people. Okay. Or you just know when you're going to be tested. Because, I mean, you see some guys, like, in pro sports where you're just like, okay, they clearly know that they're not going to be tested for a while.
Yeah, show me your berries.
Show me your berries. It does bother me. I don't know if you guys... You see, like, these fitness influencers on social media, and I got no problem with, like, everyone's trying to get clicks and likes and all that. And I'm like, I'm positive that tricep workout's not the reason why your triceps are as big as they are.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm positive, like, you're leaving out a major point of why you're that big. And that isn't fair, because some people are buying into whatever program you're doing, and they're never going to be able to hit that unless you also hook them up with the necessary supplements that they need to get by. Yeah.
Mm. The Daily Migs. Show.
Lily Allen is married to David Harbour, and she recently said that FaceTiming with her husband on a regular basis can get to be a little bit too much.
My first thought is, who the hell is Lily Allen and who the hell is David Harbour?
David
Harbour. Is she a singer?
Yes.
Okay.
I think we pulled up her, like, big hit once. And
okay, yes.
Didn't really jam to it too hard. And then David Harbour plays oh my God, what is his name in Stranger Things? He's in Stranger Things.
Okay.
Yes. So they go days without speaking to each other at all when they're apart. So this leads us to our simple question of the day. It's the simple question. Do you talk to your partner while they are away? We're going to start with Chuck in Des Moines.
And we're talking, like, while they're away on, like, a vacation.
Yeah, if you guys are apart for any reason, maybe you're on a boys' weekend, she's on a girls' weekend, a business trip, do you guys talk while you're apart?
Well, over this weekend, it was our 28th anniversary, and she was out camping with the rest of the family while I was at home. So, no service, but we don't. On a regular basis, I mean, we might text the morning, egg, morning, love you, all that stuff, but... Yeah. Chuck, until you get home.
I'm with you, man. Like whenever we go to like any kind, anytime I leave town, like my wife and I will text like good night. And good morning, of course. And if anything fun happens during the day, of course, you'll text. But we tried the whole calling thing, and it was just like, what are we doing?
It's a lot.
Yeah. I'm tired.
You know, I'm too old for that stuff. If I want to FaceTime anybody, it's going to be my girlfriend.
Does your wife know about this?
Justin in Ferndale, what about Chuck. You? Do you talk to your partner when they're away?
Well, let's see here. Well, the last time I had a boys' weekend, the only conversation we really had was she was looking for stuff. She was like, hey, do you know where the remote for this is? And I was like, here you go. Other than that, though, no, we don't really check in on each other.
Oh, my God.
You know what's funny is, like, sometimes, like, if Sid calls me, I'm like, why are you calling?
Oh.
What is going on? So it's the same with you, Danny?
No, I mean, you sound more concerned. I get mad. I'm just like, why are you FaceTiming me right now? I am busy. Do not FaceTime me. You can text me and then you tell me what you need. I get like legit angry. I'm like, why are you? Sarah does it to me as well when she's like,
toilet. She does that. I know it's weird.
Gosh, it's so annoying. Why are you FaceTiming people?
We call that a crap chat.
A crap chat. Crap chat.
Scott in Seattle, do you talk to your partner when they're away?
Yeah, I mean, if there's something that's important that needs to be covered off on, but otherwise, you know, the occasional text, if something's too long
right.
for a text, we'll have a chat, but and certainly not FaceTime. That's just irritating.
And the funny thing is, my wife is the same way, too. If I call her, like, it's like, she's just like, you hear a tone in the voice, like, hey, like, why are you bothering me? And it's usually because, you know, we never talk on the phone when we're away from each other.
Yeah.
Now with Tatum, if my phone rings and I see a FaceTime, I'm like, oh, it's got to be Tatum. And if it's not, I'm disappointed. It's like, where's our child?
Well, shout out to all the Droid users that do video chat instead of FaceTime. Love you.
Okay.
Sarah, do you chat with, like, when we go to our radio conventions, are you chatting with George?
When I'm faded, I love FaceTiming because I just want to see his cute face.
I bet he loves it, too.
He hates it so much. And the moment he answers, he's like, you're faded, aren't you? I'm like, no.
Oh, boy.
But that's it.
All those AMFs.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.